Well, the weekend. Who doesn't love the weekend, right? But you know what? We should be excited about Monday. Well, that's according to Paul Bartlett. He is a thought leader and an author and a leader of a faith-based community organization down under in Australia. But he's in Canada right now helping us Canadians out. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Doing good. Paul, you've written a book called Thank God It's Monday. And that is so totally different than what we think because Monday's like, okay, we're back to it, right?
Well, you know what's funny about that, Don? Lots of pastors have Mondays off.
Right.
So when I first wrote the book, I had all these pastors coming up to me saying, I said, did you write a book about our day off? I would say, no, why would I write a book about a pastor's day off? So it's absolutely not about that. It flies in the face of the hashtag that we hear everybody say and do, which is TGIF.
Yeah.
And I guess I saw that on social media. I started thinking to myself, why on earth would Christians hashtag thank God it's Friday? It's kind of like, oh yeah, well, I go to work, earn money just so I can get the kids through school and put food on the table, go to Saturday, which is my day, and then of course Sunday, that's God's day. I just thought to myself, doesn't the Bible say in Ephesians 2 that we're God's workmanship and he's gone ahead and done good things for us? So to me, the logical thing was, why don't we go to work like it's our purpose and enjoy 7 days of God, not just the one day that we kind of put our time aside for? As pastors, we've got to own up to the fact that we've unintentionally taught our church that the most spiritual day of the week is Sunday, almost like it's God's favorite day. But the truth is that the church will be strong when we recognize that the presence of God is there in worship on Sundays, but it's just as powerful on Mondays, but it just looks differently.
In bringing this message to your own church in Australia, what changes have you seen?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, the most significant thing, you know, most people that I saw come to Christ pre-Thank God It's Monday in our church, you know, would come to Christ on Sunday, hands raised because somebody brought them. And it was almost like the way that you got people to give their life to Christ was you just had to get them to church. I'll tell you what I'm seeing now, and a lot of churches are seeing this. There's people that come to church, they're going through the waters of baptism, and sometimes I nudge one of my pastors, I say, I've never seen that person before. And so many times I've heard this story, oh, no, this is their first time. Because such and such is a business person, he actually led that person to the Lord in the work, been taking them to their Connect group, and actually began to teach them about what water baptism is, and today's their first day at church. Like, I've never seen that before, right? That's incredible. So what it means is it means that Christians are taking the responsibility of seeing their colleagues and their friends come to know Christ rather than just seeing it as my responsibility to bring them to Christ. That'd be one of the big revolutions I've seen.
Wow. The groundwork sort of has been done ahead of time so that, you know, the church day isn't the big day. It's more of a lifestyle, so that carries on.
It's true. And look, if you look, one of the things I talk to churches all over the world about is we put all of our resources, all of our energy, all of our finance into everything once people come to us. My suggestion is, how do we figure out, how do we disciple somebody from the day we meet them, even if they're not willing or able or wanting to come to church for a year or 2 years? Our commitment has to be, we're willing to disciple them, put finance, energy and time into walking those people towards Christ, even if it takes a couple of years before they turn up to a service on Sunday. I know you've read our stuff, but if you look at TGIM, we've come up with a few things that connect the community. Have you seen our red glasses?
No, tell us about the red glasses.
So we've got Thank God It's Monday glasses, red glasses. And this helps my church engage with the community every day. So red glasses are for people who see their Mondays differently. And what you do is you go to work, or if you're in a restaurant and somebody's giving you good customer service, we just say to people, and I did this here in Ontario actually just yesterday, a guy was giving me a good service in a restaurant. I said, hey buddy, we really love people who love coming to work. And I love people who really enjoy what they do. And I reckon you're one of those guys who does that. I've got these red glasses here. They're my Thank God It's Monday glasses. And I'd love to get a selfie with you. So he rocked up. We have a selfie together. We laugh a bit about it. And then we just post it on our social media. And what it does is it helps people have a small tool to connect their faith to people they don't normally know and get to celebrate people during the week.
The book and the movement is called Thank God It's Monday. The author is Paul Bartlett, and he's been with us this morning. Thanks, Paul. It's been awesome.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it.